The Sufi Path. The Sufi Path, Tariqat, is the preparatory course for becoming a Sufi. Whoever becomes a Sufi in name should not think that he or she has become one in fact. The title Sufi is applicable only to those who swim in the sea of unity. The path is only a highway that leads to the shore of that sea. Because at the beginning of the path, every Sufi worships thousands of idols, being a true polytheist, the role of the master during the journey to the edge of the sea is to demolish the Sufi's idols and set him or her free from the shackles of idol worship and to help the individual become a human being who adheres to divine unity, a true Sufi. The remembrance, zikr, and the spiritual states and stations are all measures for breaking the Sufi's idols. Revelations, unveilings, and visions constitute God's favour towards the cleansing of the idols from the Sufi's heart. It is in this context that Shebli said, "Sufism is all idolatry." And Ravim declared, "The Sufi does not experience state or station, for he has passed beyond states and stations." When, through God's favour and the Master's help, the Sufi reaches the edge of the sea, the Master of the Path, through the grace of friendship with God, removes the garment of egocentricity from one's body, releasing one to enter the sea of God's attributes and essence. It is at this point that the Sufi is truly a Sufi, and the beginning of Sufism is at this moment. Where true Sufism begins, there is no longer disciple or master, neither way nor wayfarer. A so-called master who cannot guide a traveller to the edge of the sea of annihilation, Fana, has no choice but to divert the disciple's attention from God to himself by the display of miraculous powers, the recitation of pointless incantations, the unauthorized prescription of dhikr, and the exposition of nonsensical doctrines about the Sufi way. He or she only increases the idols worshipped by the disciple, reinforcing his or her idolatry. Those who have outwardly entered the circle to follow the path must be aware that in order to attain the station of a true Sufi, they have a long way ahead of them and are at every moment in danger of losing their way. One must be aware that it is impossible to traverse the path without God's grace and that of his friends. People who embark on the Sufi path shouldn't consider themselves Sufis yet. Rather, it would be better for you to say that you have only registered in a preparatory and trial course in Sufism, hoping that one day you will be worthy of becoming a Sufi. As Rumi puts it, "It has been said, there is no dervish in the world. And if there were, that dervish would have no self-existence. He would exist by virtue of the fact that his essence remained, but his attributes have dissolved in the attributes of God, who he would be non-existent in the sense of the candle's flame in the presence of the sun. Though it does exist as such, the essence of the flame exists so that if you should touch cotton to it, it will be burned by the fire. Then again, it does not exist, for it gives no light. The sun has annihilated its light."